Well, we're really looking forward to coming out and playing for you guys. It's going to be a great time. We've got a great bunch of musicians with us, and this is going to be a special one.
Greg, I'm born in 69. I'm an 87 grad, so I was all about all the rock songs back in the 80s. So that's my favorite era. It always has been. White Lion was one of my favorites and still are. Still love to listen to all these great songs. And, man, I'm sure you still love playing them, don't you?
I sure do. Man, that's very kind of you. I appreciate the kind words. That's really nice.
You're coming to McCook, Nebraska. I take it this is probably your first trip to McCook, Nebraska, isn't it?
You know what? I don't remember having been there before. I think this might be my first.
Well, we're going to welcome you with open arms. Got a great facility, a great fairgrounds arena that will house a lot of folks, and we're in for a great Saturday night. You guys got a great playlist of all the favorites that everybody loves to hear and sing along with, don't you?
You know, we really do. The one thing about this band, every song we play, you're going to know, and we won't play it unless we don't think you know it. You know, it's kind of funny, too, because I look at the set list, and I joke with my bandmates. I go, most of these songs that I played when I was 17 years old in my first band, this was everything that was ridiculously popular that everybody wanted to hear. And it's amazing how those songs just have that staying power, you know, and luckily a couple of ours are in there. So we're going to be playing songs from our catalog, songs that we played, you know, supporting the guys that originally did them, and just songs that we love to play.
Favorites. You got to have some favorites when you're with these bands that you like to play. And sometimes, as you said, you like to play at these events too, don't you?
Yes, yes, indeed. Indeed, we do. And we make a practice of it. You know, Terry was in Great White. We're going to do some of the Great White songs. Michael Devin was in Whitesnake. We're going to do some Whitesnake songs. We're going to do a White Lion song. It's going to be great.
What are your favorites from White Lion? Going back, you know, Wait is one of my all-time favorites. Always has been and always will be. I don't know if it's yours, but you got to have some favorites from back in the White Lion days.
You know, my favorite White Lion song to play is Radar Love, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. It's got a really creative drum part that I was able to stretch out a little bit in, and I have such great memories of performing that song live and of doing that music video back in the day of us in the desert with the cars and the in the pub and everything. That was a great shoot. We were lucky enough to do some really cool videos when I was in that band.
You're touring across, you just don't, it's not limited to the Midwest. I mean, you guys tour all around the country, still go to different places, don't you?
All around the world.
And still loving it. You've done this so many years, and it's still something, hey, it's in your blood. You just can't stop, can you?
We're officially lifers at this point. There's no two ways around it.
Greg, I got to ask you, besides playing in this with this group, is there anything else you do for a living? Or it's just been, hey, I've been a part of a band all my life. That's all I really know how to do.
You know, yeah, I mean, I've been a drummer my whole life. I owned a recording studio for a number of years, a very successful mix room here in L.A. We hosted Madonna, Michael Jackson, Motorhead, and a few other letters of the alphabet, too. But and that had a really good run, and I kind of sold that off and came back to playing full-time. And, you know, that's what gets me off, turns me on.
Greg, what's your thoughts on today's music? I mean, we just don't hear the rock bands maybe like we used to, and following Billboard and the top 40, and we're looking forward to that album release and which songs are going to be released in what order. It just seems it doesn't happen to the rock bands anymore, does it?
Yeah, you know, it really doesn't, and it's disappointing. There's some good bands out there, don't get me wrong. I mean, I really like Dirty Honey and
The bands of yesterday, just and it, compared to today's music, just it's just not the same as back in the maybe 70s and even the great 80s and even in some of the 90s. It's music's gone a different route, and it's I wish I could go back to the 80s and do this all over again, or I wish it would continue today, but I don't think it's going to.
That's a huge statement, and you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%, and that's why we're doing our best to keep our little bit of it alive.
Well, I'm sure of all the info we've heard from about your group, Greg, is folks are going to be snapping their fingers, they're going to be singing along. I take it for a couple of hours. You got a long set list, and folks are not going to be disappointed, are they?
They will absolutely not be disappointed. We're going to have a great time, and if you're even considering about coming down, get out there, get a ticket, come say hello. Everybody in my band is looking forward to seeing you. And we're looking forward to having a great time playing for you guys.
Greg, thanks a million. I appreciate the time. Have a great week, and we'll see you guys here on Saturday night, okay?
You too, sir. All the best.